We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The last 2 months, this guy has been the one name that everyone has been looking at. Lou Merlone, who will be on with us later on today, changed his avatar to this particular gentleman in hopes that this guy would sign.
You know what? Unfortunately for Jordan Montgomery, he is going to be the name that tortured us this summer, and the guy did nothing wrong. Because no. His wife did a residency here in Boston, and because he was a free agent pitcher and was represented by Scott Boras and one of the thought of to be one of the top guys on the board, this guy did nothing wrong, but yet we're sitting here lamenting that Jordan Montgomery and the Red Sox never really had a chance of coming together. If you are to believe, well, Montgomery, because here's the lead to the story. Jordan Montgomery and the Red Sox had their famous Zoom call about 6 weeks ago, and while the Red Sox aren't have known to make a concrete offer, it turns out Montgomery preferred not to go there anyway. So there had been speculation with his wife training at Beth Israel in affiliation with Harvard. Wife is transferring to Vanderbilt. Word is Montgomery didn't love the Red Sox because he wants to win. Is that a way for Jordan Montgomery to cover up the fact that there might have only been tepid interest in him to begin with? And that the Red Sox were, like everybody else, looking at him as maybe a 1 or a 2 year player, depending on how that contract would be structured. That's what I keep coming back to, is that it feels like, what the hell? Throw the Red Sox under the bus. We don't care. They're not going to do anything anyway. And they're not offering contracts, which they didn't to my guy. So Boras is probably like, yeah. Throw them under the bus. Let's hide the fact that there didn't seem to be a lot of high-level interest in this guy.
And this is when you can take shots, too, if like you're Boras and little upset and your feelings are hurt because they refuse to kind of, you know, take your demands.
That's a big market team Scott Boras has used, whether it's New York or Boston or the New Yorks. It's always these big market teams in the Northeast that guy uses to kind of drive the number up.
So I don't know if it's true or not, but it is just kind of funny. Where it's just another example of, and this was not, I don't think the Red Sox were pushing the Jordan Montgomery angle. Other sources, and who knows how they try to manipulate, you know, certain free agents to drive the price up, other teams trying to scare other teams away from the guy that they want. I mean, it's one big giant just Game of Thrones when it comes to free agency in all sports, right? So the fact though, but I'm just gonna base my opinion on the report, and I just laugh my ass off. So the dude never wanted even to come. And the one thing that you were hoping for was the fact that his wife is doing some residency in here because she wants to be a nurse or something like that, is transferring to Vanderbilt. It was like never going to be anyways. It was never even a possibility in the first place.
You know what? As a fan base, we worked ourselves into a shoot. It was never going to happen. And yet we all sort of went and bought the cheese and then sat it on the table, and then everybody ate the cheese that they went and bought, because you're right. The Red Sox never really pushed this. Boras never really pushed this hard in terms of the Red Sox, which is why I also think you're getting some of this kind of in retrospect, oh, he never really wanted to go there anyway, because there is no way the Red Sox got near the offer that the Arizona Diamondbacks gave Jordan Montgomery. And so Boris is circling the wagons. Montgomery's trying to save his reputation. Yeah, I definitely think so. Now, look, he got a one-year, $25 million deal. I'm not, you know, crying for Jordan Montgomery. It's not like this is the end of his career. But this is also an indicator of how far this team has fallen. You would never have a guy or a Boris client really kind of come out in this way and look at a big market team and kind of thumb their nose at them.
I'm kind of happy, to be honest with you. It's not that I don't
Why?
Want, well, I never liked the fact that I thought Scott Boras felt like Scott Boras ran Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you other GMs, and I used to say this to Lou all the time, why don't the GMs band together and just all agree not to just give in to his demands? Well, because they're selfish and they're desperate and they need to make a move, and Boras holds all the cards, so they give in to him. Finally, the dude who's been driving up prices for years and years and years is finally getting his comeuppance. And you know, this how silly this dude was. He would hold court in the baseball owners meetings. He would have his own separate little press conference where everything was just stupid little one-liners and cliches, and the media just ate it up, and here he was just puffing his chest up because he was running baseball. Like, the fact that one agent is running all of baseball and determining the salaries for every single team, it's thought was absurd.
Yeah, I think that might be a little hyperbole, but you're not far off. I think teams are now kind of getting hip to the game of the way Boras does business. But as long as Scott Boras gets the best clients, as long as he's got, you know, three of the top five free agents every year, that guy is going to find a way to control the market a little bit because the teams need him.
I know, but would you say that there are more examples now of teams overspending and not getting their money's worth? Teams going all in, overdoing it, like twice as much, long extensions, 10-year deals. Those days, I think, there will be the outlier. There will be the guy that really deserves it, and they will have to overpay him. But the days of like the San Diego Padres and others with the Xander Bogarts and everybody else, like, I feel like those days are over, personally.
Well, I think the Red Sox have sent a signal to the game over the last 3 years that maybe they're going to look to do business a little differently in terms of either importing outside free agents, just jumping right into the deep end of the cash pool every year in free agency. There is they've definitely signaled that they are going to start doing things differently, but will other teams in big league baseball? That's where there will always be someone to continue to feed the Scott Boras kind of train.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.